And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies with some areas of fog. We look for the fog to continue for a few more hours and possibility some freezing drizzle or mist this morning at a high around 34. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, a sentencing date has been extended for a Cass County woman convicted on numerous charges associated with faking her 5-year-old daughter's cancer. Cass County Attorney Dan Feisner said Thursday that 30-year-old Letha Case Lawson's sentencing, which had been scheduled to take place this coming Monday, will not take place now until January 20th.
The defense counsel had made an application to continue due to the fact that there were either a witness unavailable and or the witness had a report for the court that was not going to be available. So due to those reasons, he requested that the matter be continued.
Feisner said the witness is a professional, possibly selected to offer testimony as to Slauson's current mental capacity to understand the proceedings.
Yeah, I don't know exactly all of the details that this witness would be testifying to at a sentencing, but it would be something along the lines of competency has already been established, at least as far as I understand it, because the defendant did enter a plea of guilty. It would be probably along the lines of something, mental state, understanding, something to that effect regarding the defendant.
Slauson's attorney Jay Mez requested the continuance on December the 12th. Fourth District Court Judge Kathleen Kilnoski granted the request this past Wednesday. The 20th of January was chosen as the sentencing date because the 19th is a state holiday. Slauson faces up to 21 years in jail when she's sentenced in Cass County District Court. Feister says he's not sure how much time, if any, she'll actually be required to serve.
It's just really hard to say. I think given the gravity and nature of the case and the circumstances, it certainly is a type of a case that could warrant a prison sentence. The Department of Corrections, it's going to be important to see what the DOC, we call it, comes back with. They prepare a document to the court for sentencing called a PSI, a pre-sentence investigation. So that will probably have a lot of bearing on it and weight with the court. And it's important to get those ordered in these types of cases so that it's not just a matter of a state through the county attorney making any recommendations, which can happen, but that the court does have other information available to it, in this case the PSI. And then, of course, the defense can have any other witnesses regarding sentencing, why something should or shouldn't take place as well, and that will be presented to the court as well.
Slauson admitted last month that she had given her daughter cannabis oil and Neupogen without a prescription. She also admitted she raised money for her daughter's supposed cancer treatment under false pretenses. In her plea bargain, Slauson agreed to plead guilty to Class D felony charges that include two counts of child endangerment by bodily injury with regard to the administering of cannabis oil and Neupogen to her daughter Riley, as well as a count of administering harmful substances. She also pled guilty to a serious misdemeanor charge of unlawful possession of a prescription drug, Neupogen, and a reduced felony charge of theft in the second degree, a Class D felony. She was originally charged with theft in the first degree, which would have been a Class C felony. Slauson was released from custody and is currently living with her mother in Hampton, Iowa. A traffic stop early this morning in Montgomery County resulted in a felony OWI third offense charge for a Stanton man. Sheriff's officials say 20-year-old Cody Benjamin Johnson was taken into custody at around 12:20 a.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held on $5,000 bond. Police in Creston say a Ringgold County man was arrested Thursday morning at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a warrant for charges of going armed with intent and criminal mischief in the third degree. 29-year-old Aaron James Mangum of Tingley was being held in the Union County Jail on $5,000 bond. Police in Creston say they're investigating an incident of vandalism and theft. Officials of the Southern Iowa Trolley in Creston reported early Thursday morning that someone had broken into their building by breaking the glass on the front door. Inside, the burglars stole candy bars valued at $10. Damage to the door was estimated at $200. That incident took place sometime between 4 p.m. Wednesday and 5 a.m. on Thursday. The Red Oak Community School District will build a $13 million new facility either as an addition to its existing high school or adjacent to it as part of the same campus complex. Superintendent Terry Schmidt told the Omaha World-Herald the school board decided Monday in a 3-2 vote to approve the first phase of Tiger Vision, which is the district's facilities plan that seeks to eventually move all district schools to two nearby campuses. Several community members spoke at the meeting. The school board had already postponed a decision to seek an additional public hearing, and community members were invited to participate in the Tiger Vision planning process. Schmidt said the plan will be to close the Red Oak Community Middle School, which is more than 100 years old and has been temporarily shuttered since the Labor Day weekend because of flooding, but will reopen its doors in early January. The existing high school will be renovated for middle schoolers, which is a common use for older high school buildings, according to Schmidt. And he says grades 6 through 12 will be housed at the expanded campus, with fifth graders possibly traveling to the new middle school location as well, depending on enrollment. Money for the project is being raised using the district's PEPL or physical plant and equipment levy and state sales tax proceeds. A general obligation bond is expected to be needed for the second phase, which would bring together elementary students into one renovated campus. Total estimated costs for the Tiger Vision projects are between $23 and $27 million. Schmidt said work on the first phase will begin this summer, which is why the board needed to make a decision as soon as possible. And finally in the news, two area newspapers have announced they will cease operations next week. The Danish Village's Voice will publish its last issue on Christmas. Officials of the publication pointed to declining revenue. The Walnut Bureau's last issue is also set to be on December 25th, with hopes of selling the business due to declining advertising and subscriptions. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.